Hey everyone, I'm your host, Catherine Balsey, and welcome to Chat with Cat. I'm so happy to be speaking with you all. I'm truly really excited about this episode. I think that it's something I've recently become very passionate about, and I'm very excited. I do want to note that I'm probably going to sound a little bit more mellow than usual. Maybe you guys will be like, what are you even talking about? But it is late at night. Well, late at night to me, I have a candle lit, I have a blanket on, so I'm just like really, really calm. But maybe I sound the same, and maybe that was completely unnecessary to mention. I'm just happy to be sitting down to record with you all. I'm really happy that I'm like able to get an episode when I wanted to. Last time I talked with you all, it was the beginning of June. Now we're in mid-June. So I'm really hoping that June has been going well for everybody listening. If not, I'm really hoping that you see a turnaround as June begins to come to a close. I just hope that everyone's enjoying summer. I hope you all are doing well. I'm just sending you all the love, all the hugs, all of that. But y'all know me, I don't like a lot of fluff at the beginning of the episode, even though there is so much that I would love to just sit and talk about. I try to make sure that everything's intentional. So we're going to start getting into it. Before we do, though, I always like to remind you all to take care of yourself while you're listening, whether that is going outside, staying inside, getting cozy like me, getting something to drink, getting some food, shower, whatever your body is asking for. Make sure that you listen while you listen to this. And without further ado, let's get into it. As you can already see by the title of today's episode, we're going to be talking all about the value of community over hyper-independence. And honestly, I chose this topic because I truly believe that I haven't touched on hyper-independence to the degree that I would like to and feel is like necessary for this podcast and this community. Earlier this year, I did release an episode that I titled Value and Enjoy Your Own Company, and that episode actually did really, really well. I got a really positive response from it. And I think because in that episode, I really made sure to just talk about the value of independence in a very like healthy, balanced manner, where you are being independent in a way that you are learning that your own company is just as valuable as someone else and that spending time with yourself has so much value and so much more. So if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely check it out. But as I start this episode, I want to make it very, very clear that there is a very large distinct difference between valuing independency, like I spoke about, and being hyper independent. Hyper independence is often a trauma response, and it can really stem from a variety of situations. The most common that I've heard of and that I personally relate to is often during childhood, developmental years, or many years an individual lacked the proper support, consistency, and environment to fully depend, trust, and feel confident in others, which then often leads to I'll just do it all myself. I'm better off alone. I know I can depend on me type of attitude and the need to do everything and anything on your own, never asking for help, not accepting help because you don't view it as reliable, making all decisions completely on your own, never letting anyone in, relying solely on yourself. And by the way, I'm saying this all with love and so gently, okay? But prior to college, I didn't realize that that way of thinking was actually problematic and it was actually going to cause more harm than good, because it's not like I had absolutely zero friends or absolutely no one around me. I did have people around me and I listened to them. I gave them advice. I talked with them. I helped them, but it was never a two-way street. They knew very little about me beyond the surface level things like what I like to do or what I like to eat, my general style, my humor. They didn't really know me on a deep level or know anything really about my past. And I was never vulnerable in any capacity. I never expressed any need for them or any need for help. And it's just so crazy to me because I didn't connect my exhaustion at the time with my unwillingness to accept help. I couldn't connect my constant state of overwhelm to my fear of trusting someone with a task or private personal information information, and I couldn't see that what I thought was independence and was such this great thing and I was so proud of was actually hyper-independence and was hindering and hurting me more than anything else. So if you relate to anything or everything that I just said, I'm here to remind you that there is extreme value in community. And the honest truth is that as humans doing this thing that we call life completely alone just isn't sustainable. There's a very big difference between a season of solitude and isolation and a lifetime of solitude and isolation. Having a community filled with people that you can call, that you can depend on, that you enjoy their company, that you feel support from, that you feel loved, that right there is priceless. And I don't want you to let previous experiences prevent you from seeing, valuing, and embracing a lifetime of community, a lifetime of feeling supported, a lifetime of trusting, a lifetime of lightening your load, a lifetime of basically laying down your armor. What we speak truly has the power to become our reality. So I refuse to keep saying that I can't trust anyone. I refuse to keep saying I'll do it all myself. I refuse to keep saying that I'm better off alone. Like, no, the more that I speak it, the more I believe it, and the more that's what comes to be. There is power in what I'm saying, in the energy that I'm putting out, and the visions that I'm kind of like speaking in. I truly say this all the time, and I want to remind you that carrying an open heart and an open mind, in spite of it all, it takes courage and it takes bravery, and it is difficult, incredibly difficult, but there is so much beauty on the other side of it. And I really feel like I should emphasize that when I say the word community, I mean a genuine, aligned, caring, warm, dependable community. I don't mean settling for any and everybody just because you don't want to be alone. Letting the wrong people and the wrong community crowd and surround your life does not allow room for the right people. And at times, you really have to step into a season of solitude for a lifetime of the right people. But like I always say, I'm using the word season because it's temporary. And I feel like a question that I see so frequently is, how do I find a community for me? How do I find people for me? How do I look beyond my current surroundings? And I truly, truly believe that when you step into genuine authenticity and when you stay true to who you are, what you value, what you care about, and when you align your life, your actions, your words accordingly, magic happens. And a part of that magic is being drawn to or being a literal magnet to the right people. It's not something that you have to force. It happens with ease because it is in full alignment with your life. And I feel like I've already talked on here how that happened to me. And if you've never ever listened to this podcast, I'll just say that before I started this podcast, I really just wasn't as vulnerable. I just feel like I wasn't as authentic. I feel like really, when I just went on my platform, I was just truly me. And a lot of people were like, what? This is you? And I'm like, yes, this is me. But by being me and by being so me and staying true to me, even when it was difficult and even when it didn't go with the crowd or even when I felt this way or the other, that just led to just this overflowing community of people that I just, every single day, I'm meeting someone in alignment with me. And that is just the most magical, beautiful, powerful, amazing thing. And so I really, 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 if you are struggling, stepping into the most authentic you is the best way to remove that resistance. And I'm just gonna stand by that forever and ever. But I still want to be really transparent with you all, as always, and say that even once you find the right people and the right community, when you've spent so long being accustomed to hyper-independence, and when that's just like your norm, your go-to response, your body, your heart, your mind does create resistance around the trust that you're trying to develop, the consistency you're trying to create, the ability to say, hey, I actually could use some help. Hey, I love to talk about this. Hey, I'd love to get your opinion on, I'm struggling with this. Hey, I'd love to go with you to my favorite place. Basically laying down the need, or I shouldn't even say the need, but the automatic response to be hyper independent, it takes time. And I'm just here to say that that's okay. I'm not ever like, you just need to flip the switch and go on about. I understand that it's never that easy. So extending yourself patience is very, very important. The other day, I found myself really wanting to do this extremely long list of things all by myself, because in my mind, I only trusted myself to complete it properly. And I've done this for a very long time. But I was really proud of myself because I actively stopped myself and I was like, look, how can you lean on the people you love and the people that love you to get some help for once? Okay, how can we divide this? I try to ask myself, how can you make time this weekend for some you time? Okay, I like to decompress, but how can you also make time to decompress with someone else, someone that you love, someone in your community? How can you make time to really embrace the value and need for community in your life? And how can you actively move away from doing it all on your own? Basically, reiterating these questions to myself almost daily is important. It's vital, because staying with what's comfortable to me and what feels almost safe to me, or even saying, well, this is just how I am, I recognize that it can really lead to a lot of resistance in my life. I just feel in my heart of hearts that these reminders are so important, because I wish someone had sat me down and said, hey, Kat, you know, there really is value in having a broad perspective and being able to see the beauty in community as much as you're able to see the beauty with being by yourself. It's not like it has to be one or the other. You can have an amazing relationship with yourself, trust yourself wholeheartedly, but also let other people in, also trust other people, also be open to the idea of other people, and also that there was value there. To me, I lost sight of the value. I wasn't able to see that, like, people won't always let me down, and I can't just block off the chance of it completely, because look at how much I'm carrying. Look at how heavy everything feels. Look at how tired you are. You know what I mean? Like, if you guys followed me on TikTok, when I moved into my apartment, I had people reaching out to me. They were like, hey, you need any help with moving in? Hey, like, I'm here to help if you need help. And in my head, no, I know where I want everything. I don't want, like, basically, I clouded myself with someone's going to mess something up. Someone's not going to, basically, everything that could go wrong. And instead, I just took it all on by myself. I was so tired, so sore. I could barely walk, barely talk, barely see. And I knew I made the wrong call. But that's one example of so many. And so if I'm just able to reach anybody that is carrying so much and that really could benefit from being able to see that community is important and that being hyper independent really isn't a sustainable way to live life, like, actively working and seeking to change it is important, then I've done what I needed to do. That's, you know, I'll step down from my soapbox. I've given my message, because that's really just the key. And a lot of times I see people, you know, okay, I realize this isn't the best. I realize that this may be a trauma response. I realize, but like, how do I snap out of it? I really just believe affirmations. I think I touched on in the building or a healthy relationship, how important it is to speak and talk to yourself and look at yourself and say things like, it is safe to trust. It is safe to open up. It is safe, X, Y, and Z. There's so many different things. You don't even have to use the word safe, but I think that the word safe is a is a very powerful word to use. There's power in like having and spending time with your inner child, or writing a letter, or doing activities that spark. There's so many different avenues that you can go. And I think it'll be like different for everyone. And I think with everything else, it's not always a one and done type situation, but just actively including this and being intentional about it, it'll make all the difference in the world. And I want everyone listening to have a community that they feel safe in, that loves them, that they feel like pours into them and they pour back into. I think that that part of life is very beautiful. And I think that it can easily become like shut off when experiences that portray the opposite effects of that happen. And so I feel like I'm like maybe repeating myself, but I just want you all to really hear me that I get that it's difficult. I do. I just wanted to give you reminders. If you weren't thinking about this, or if you have been, I kind of want to like affirm. I just feel like throughout this podcast, I really am talking about like healing as a whole, I feel like. And I think a big part of healing and why this gets its entire episode is releasing that hyper independence and being able to like open your heart back up, as hard as it is, and just like open up that vulnerability and things like that. So I really hope that you all were able to pick up what I'm putting down. Try to keep this short and sweet, because sometimes I just like to be direct and quality over quantity always. There's another episode I really want to do this week that I hope that I can, that I think you all will really like, that definitely ties into this. This is like the first part, that would be the second part. So I'm hoping that I can get that out by the end of this week to kind of coincide with each other. But I hope that you all are able to take from this. If there is someone that you think would benefit from listening, definitely don't hesitate to share. The entire goal is that it reaches the people that need to hear it. I really appreciated all the love that I got from the previous two episodes, even though in my eyes I was like, you know, these are good, but you know, you guys just always show out and just send me just really, really kind DMs lately. I'm always like tearing up. They're so thoughtful and so sweet, and just so much love. It's always what I say at the end. So I'm really appreciative. I'm going to stop rambling. I hope you all are having a good week. I hope you continue to have a good week. Or if you are not, I hope that your week turns around. I really, 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 really appreciate you for tuning in. And I will see you in next week's episode.